Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for Lifetime Holiness. I am your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. We are continuing on our part two of how to pray for your loved ones, and we are doing an extensive study on exercising your spiritual authority as spiritual warfare for the family as the warrior priest. We talked about, of course, covering with the blood of Jesus daily your family. So even today, if you have not, let's stop and say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family members, no matter where they are, what they're doing. God, we just ask that your blood covers them. In Jesus' name, we can use the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, according to Proverbs 18 and 10. And so today we're going to park here for a minute and building a wall of defense. And so if you could look at Nehemiah 4 and 13. And today I just really want to just read out of the message. It's plain and it's very simple and understanding. But here, in this particular chapter, we're going to come back to 13. Let's just start at this chapter is going over to verse 1. But basically what happened, Sanballat, he heard that they were rebuilding the wall, and he exploded in anger. Now, we are reading out of the message, but in the NIV, it says that there was opposition to the wall being torn down, to the wall being built. And the enemy, he's always wanting to tear down your wall. He's always wanting to bring about some type of opposition in your life. And this is one thing that we want to just park here today and deal with this issue, because before you can go to the next level, God is wanting us to deal with these spirits here. Where Sanballat, he was angry. The enemy may not want your family to succeed in the things that God has for your family to do. The enemy may not want your family to build. Maybe you have your family is the ministry, or your husband, or your wife, or your children. The enemy, he gets angry and he brings opposition when you're trying to get on track and do the things that God has told you to do. And we see that here in the scripture, that when Sanballat heard that they were rebuilding the wall, he exploded in anger. How many people have got angry with you and your family, or when you say your children are going to do this, or you share with someone that your wife is going to do this, or you're building? It may not be a natural thing, but a spiritual thing, and even a natural thing. Sometimes those jealousy spirits, and last week, we didn't really get to go into this segment. It ended here, but God says, I want you to go back and share that this week, because there's nuggets that you are going to catch. And even with this teaching, you need to hear it and hear it again, because the point of where God is wanting to elevate you to, you could be dealing with a Sanballat and Tobias spirit that is trying to hinder you from going to the next level, because there's anger out there that is exploding and jealousy spirits. So in Jesus' name, we deal with right now, before we proceed with this teaching, every jealous, angry spirit that would try to detour you from what God has for you to do. Even Jesus told Peter, he said, "Get behind me, Satan," because Peter was trying to tell him something pertaining to his death, burial, resurrection, to keep Jesus from his purpose. So there are deterring spirits that will come. Peter didn't come with anger. He came with concern, but not understanding what God was doing in his life. But here, the Sanballat spirit, it says he heard that they were rebuilding. What are you rebuilding, or what are you doing that the enemy would try to come and bring anger to stop you and deter you? Those jealousy spirits are as witchcraft. The Bible says that jealousy is as the sin of witchcraft. So it goes on to say, he exploded in anger, vilifying the Jews in the company of the Samaritans, cronies, and military that he let loose. And he says, what are these miserable Jews doing? How many times does the enemy come in? And sometimes I'm even getting this in the spirit. You may not even be aware, demon spirit. Because sometimes it'll come in your face, and it's a smile, but when it gets in the back or in the where it's not seen, it'll speak out. What are these miserable people think they're doing? Who do they think they are to try to build? See, that's the opposition for your family, even going to the next level. The enemy, he always has a plot and a plan, and he's very divisive. And he says, do they think they can get everything back to normal overnight? In other words, they're saying, do they think they can build? Do they really think they can do this? In the name of Jesus, your family will come to life and to the fullness. There will be the maturity in Christ. Your family will be together. There will be unity. You will work together. And not just this whole series that we're talking about now is for the family, but I'm even getting it for your ministry, sir, for your ministry, ma'am, that you will go to another level in what God has, and you will build for God's kingdom, for the king's domain, that you may go higher in your ministry, higher in the endeavors that God has called, no matter what people are saying. Well, do they think they can get everything back to normal overnight? Make building stones out of make-believe? This is his question. And yet you always have the little, the other little spirits that are beside the Sanballat spirit saying, Tobiah the Ammonite jumped in, and he said, that's right. What do they think they're building? Why, if a fox climbed that wall, it would fall to pieces under his weight. See how the enemy is coming against you. We started at verse 1 in the very beginning. We were going to go start at 13, but we skipped to 1, those of you who are following along. And I'm reading out of the NIV. But the main verse that we will talk about today is 13 and 14. The Holy Spirit gets us there. But I want you to get this, because this is the spirit that is trying to come against what God has planned for your life. And these Sanballat and Tobiah spirits have to be bound and rebuked. So basically what they're saying, and the enemy may try to even speak to you, well, how are you going to get anything done? That wall, even if a little fox ran over it, it'll fall down. Isn't that just what the devil, he likes to whisper, or what so-called friends, but enemies will try to speak at what you're trying to do. But God is saying today for you to continue on in the things that he has called you to do. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you, regardless of what people are saying or what they're doing. But this is what we have to do. When people are saying, what do they think they're building? Or if a clock climbs on it, it'll fall. In verse 4 in Nehemiah 4:4, Nehemiah, what did he do? Praise. And that's what we're going to do today. And this is what this is about, this whole session on praying for your loved ones, praying for your family, praying for what God has put before you. And Nehemiah prayed, oh, listen to us. And that's our prayer even now. God, regardless of what Sanballat is saying, regardless of what Tobiah is saying, God, please listen to us, oh, Lord. We are so despised. Jesus was despised. They spit on him and even smacked him. They hung him. Jesus gave up his life. And they were crying out, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas. And an innocent man was set free for us. But here, Nehemiah is praying, and you might feel like you're despised today. Maybe people are jealous and angry because you're trying to rebuild your life. Well, look at him. He thinks he's trying to get back together and his life now, and he's not going out with us partying and smoking and running with the women. He thinks he's better than us. God is wanting you to rebuild your life, to rebuild your family, to rebuild, to build for his kingdom. But don't listen to the voices, but cry out to God and say, as Nehemiah 4:4 says, oh, listen to us, dear God. We're so despised. It says, boomerang their ridicule on their heads. Like, that's like, what's coming? You ever seen a boomerang? You know, back when I was a young adult, boomerangs were really in. Actually, I was a kid, and we would throw that boomerang, and you have to throw it just. You take it with your right hand and you throw it a little bit to the right, but give it just a twist, and that thing would boomerang and come right back at you. You know, sometimes, you know, the same noose that Haman had for Mordecai, he hung on it. So you know, God has said, you don't have to worry about it. Those insults and those anger spirits, and we decree that over your life. You may be despised. People are jealous of you. But God is boomeranging their ridicule on their own head. So, oh, bam, there it went. They got it. You know, that boomerang went right back on their own head. See, God is on your side. And he goes on to say, boomerang their ridicule on their head. Have their enemies cart them off as war trophies. God will fight your battles. He will separate them, the Bible says, they'll flee in 7-10 directions. He'll bring confusion on the camp and on the army, and he'll cart them off, and we just decree those demons, those imps and wimps, that, as he prays, have their enemies cart off as war trophies to a land of no return. And he says, don't forgive their iniquity. Don't wipe away their sin. They insulted the builders. Ooh. Watch who you're insulting. When you are touching God's anointed, when you're trying to do God's prophets harm, and when you're trying to build the kingdom of God, and out of the best that you have and what you know to do, out of your heart and you've examined it, nobody better mess with your building because you're a builder for the kingdom of God. And he goes on to say, we keep at it, repairing and rebuilding the wall. The whole wall was soon, joined together and halfway to its intended height because the people had a heart to work. And one version says the people had a mind to work. And so we're decreeing that over you today, that regardless of Sanballat and Tobiah, you have that mind to work. And it goes on to say in 7 and 9, when Sanballat and Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the repairs of the wall of Jerusalem were going so well, oh my goodness, they're like, oh, I just thought this thing was going to be nothing, and now they've outgrown this place, and they're going not just halfway, but they're going to the top of the wall, and they're building it, and the people are coming together. Oh, those Sanballat and Tobiah spirits, we bind you right now in Jesus' name. It says they kept on repairing. The whole wall was joined together halfway to its intended height because the people had a mind to work. But there they were, upset. And guess what they said here? Sanballat, Tobiah, the Ashdodites heard the repairs of Jerusalem were going well, that the breaks in the wall were being fixed. And we decree right now every break in your wall, every break in your ministry, every break that the enemy would try to come against, we decree and declare that it's being fixed. God is putting in, filling in the holes. He's doing the mending. That every project you're even doing as a family, as a unit, as a business, as a ministry, every hole, in Jesus' name, the hornets of angels have their swords activated and released, and they are working to make the crooked place the smooth for you and repairing those broken places and walls. And the breaks in the walls are being fixed. And they were absolutely furious. We bind that jealousy spirit. They didn't want to see them work. They didn't want to see them make the wall. You know, sometimes in your life, people may not want to see you succeed. They may not want to see your family prosper, your family be in health, your family producing, your family building, your family coming together and patching up those holes, patching up those walls. They may ridicule you, but God is saying today to tell you to go ahead. He has a purpose and he has a plan. But here it says, what happens here? They were furious. In the message, it says they were absolutely furious. They put their heads together and decided to fight. So someone may want to fight you because you're trying to do the right thing. And they decided to come against Nehemiah and him building this wall against Jerusalem and create as much trouble. You know, that's some people. We're going to park here just for a few seconds so the Holy Spirit releases us. You know, there's a thing that our culture, American culture today, we have the word drama. Some people just like to always see drama. And they always say, drama, you and your mama. You know, everybody in the family, just drama. Everybody keeping up stuff all the time. Always confusion. See, that's all the enemy has. He brings it in your family. He brings it in the workplace, where if you're the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, whoever, God's saying, no more drama. Because even with that Sanballat and Tobiah spirit, the Bible says they came with trouble. And see, with trouble, it's basically as they could. This is they created as much drama as they could. They tried to create as much trouble as they could to stop them. Who is creating trouble in your life? Who's creating drama in your atmosphere, in your hemisphere, in the stratosphere? Those stand Val and Tobiah demonic forces. And a lot of times, most of the time, they're working through people. So God is saying today, recognize it. It's angry spirit. Didn't they say they were anger, which just comes from jealousy? It says they brought as much trouble. See, the devil, when he sees you doing something, he tries to bring so much trouble around so that you don't get the goal, the task finished. But if you have a watch on, say not on my watch, because you know what you're fighting against for your family and in the situation you're in. So it says they were absolutely furious. And they put their heads together and decided to fight and to bring about as much trouble as they could. But guess what? We countered with prayer to God. We countered with prayer to God. And so we pray out now. Father God, for everybody listening, we come together and we pray to God for all of the trouble that people are trying to stir up. Silence their mouths in the name of Jesus. For all of the anger of the Sanballat and the Tobiah spirit that's trying to stir up in our camp, we bind that in the name of Jesus and we loose the blessings in favor of God. All of the ridiculous ridicule that's coming against us, saying, who do they think they are? Turn it over to God. Cry out to him. Those are saying, oh, they can't build this wall. Oh, the little fox will knock it down. Says we counter with God through prayer. And we set around the clock guard against them. But soon word was going around in Judah. The builders are pooped. The rubbish piles up. We're in our over our heads. We can't build this wall. Isn't that just like the devil to stop you? Oh, we're tired. You know, one of the greatest things you can do is get rest. One, in our camp, we don't even use that word tired. And we try as much as we can as a secret weapon to the enemy. So the warfare is resting to make it sleepy, but to be exhausted. See, the enemy will, in exhaustion, try to get you off track. One of the things that the enemy uses, even to be able to get information from you, if you are on an opposing side, you know, they'll use music or you know, the big thing of waterboarding or so they have a pill. They claim it's a truth serum. But one of the things that they do is take you to and through extreme exhaustion to get you so exhausted that you can't fight. But the builders, they begin to spread this, oh, they're tired, they're not going to be able to make it. Sometimes we just need to rest in him. The rubbish is piling up, they're over their head. Oh, they're not going to finish this wall. But at this time, our enemies were saying, they won't know what hit them. Before they know it, we'll be at their throats, killing them right and left. This is what the plot for Sanballat and Tobiah was. That will put a stop to their work. And it's like the enemy, he wants to try to stop your work. The Jews were their neighbors. They kept reporting, they have us surrounded. They're going to attack us. If they heard it once, we heard it 10 times, the scripture says. Now, this is where I wanted to get to, and we'll probably close here today. Verse 13 and 14, it says, so I stationed armed guards at the most vulnerable places on the wall. So where are the most vulnerable places in your home, in your house, in your business? God's saying it's time for you to place arm guards. And he goes on to say, and I assign my family with their swords, their lances, and their bows. Now, come on now. Listen to this. After looking things over, I stood up and spoke to the noble officials and everyone else. Don't be afraid of me. Put your minds on the master, great and awesome, and then fight for your brothers, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, fight for your wives and your homes. So we're going to stop with that today, and we'll pick up here next week. We could stay in this chapter. This is only one point, point three of praying the hedge of protection of part two. But we just pray now in Jesus' name that you will be covered with the blood. You will use the name of Jesus and that you will come against those spirits. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, we bind every hindering force that would try to come against us in Jesus' name. We bind every strategy, tactic of the enemy to bring trouble within our camps and within the camps of those who are listening. We bind that in the name of Jesus and loose the blessings of God. And as Nehemiah prayed, he said, what was boomeranged out, it came right back to them. And God was their guard, their rear guard. We decree and declare everything is smooth. Those holes that are blocked in the walls of your life in the building, that they are filled. And even those vulnerable places where it is weak, that people are standing guard with their swords in place and their shields. In Jesus' name, that the enemy cannot come in and we will not have trouble. And what has been troubling us will trouble you, troubling your family, will trouble no more. Because you will come together. It says the whole family had their sword. And we decree that over you today. That you would see the fullness of what God has. Well, whatever your last name is, over your family, speak that. If it's Rogers, the Rogers family will walk through. If it's your ministry, our life enrichment ministry, will walk in the victory of God. Say it your name, or if you're your wife or your husband, your brother, sister, that those swords of God and God's Holy Spirit will be ready and sharpened for battle. So remember, the enemy wants to bring opposition so that your family can't build a wall. But we pray that hedge around them. In Jesus' name, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You've been listening to a teaching that we're continuing with on Lifestyles for a Lifetime. Holiness is our station, and this is about our family and how to pray for our loved ones. Thanks for tuning in, and have a wonderful week. I know there's so many numerous testimonies, and we're so grateful for that. God bless. And we are having a conference in Orlando, Florida. Please go to our website at lifeenrichmentinc.com, lifeenrichmentinc.com, lifeenrichmentinc.com. We'd love to have you there. And if you'd like to call our office, you can reach us at 918 918-288-0400. That's 918-288-0400. God bless you. Success to you and to the